a student who lives in northern Alberta. Today is Thursday, January 15th, 2009. In my writing, I will be talking about two things. The first part describes what I would change in the immediate environment at school to if I could flip a switch and it would happen. The second part discusses my opinion at which manipulating the environment becomes unhealthy. If I could flip a switch and change the immediate environment around school, I would flip the switch that said everyone equal. This would make everyone treat each other equally and be kind to everyone. No one would ever be left out, and everyone would be better friends. Everyone's thoughts would be pure, and judging others wouldn't happen. Just the pretty girls or popular girls wouldn't always get all the attention. If everyone was treated equally, then looks and popularity wouldn't be the most important, but instead what is in people's hearts. If everyone was treated the same, then people would have more fun at school and enjoy it more. Also, people would develop their character and learn important values, and the popular ones would be humbled. I think that there is a point at which manipulating your environment becomes unhealthy. Sometimes it is necessary to change the environment to stand up for what's right. In order to know when to change the environment, we need to pray to God and seek His direction for our lives. If He wants us to change something, then we need to be obedient to Him. When you start changing your environment without looking for God's direction, this is where manipulating your environment becomes unhealthy. God made us the way He wants, and He already has a plan for our lives. If we start changing our environment without talking to God about it, then we might miss out on something God had planned for our lives. When we do this, we are trying to take matters into our own hands and not trusting God, and this is also very unhealthy. God is perfect and has a perfect will, but when we try to change it without seeking Him first, we are not following that will. As a writer, I have learned to really think about my ideas before writing them down. When you have the idea, it is way easier to write instead of trying to think of ideas as you go. I have learned not to be too repetitive when I am writing and to make my sentences flow smoothly. My writing goal for the future is to use a bigger vocabulary when I am writing. I can achieve this goal by using a thesaurus when writing. Also, if I am reading a book and I come across a word that I don't know the meaning, I could look it up in the dictionary. I find it difficult to write short stories because I am not creative and find it hard to make my stories interesting. Whenever we are asked to express our opinion about something, I find this easier to write about. I don't really have to think of new ideas, I can just write about what's already in my head. I know that there are always areas in which improvement can happen, so I try to keep my mind open to new ideas so I can improve.